Good afternoon. This is Marco with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for agdaily.com for the week of Monday, December 14th. Running a little bit late here today. Corn wound up a half a cent, wheat down 18 cents, beans up 9 cents. I'm not sure why the beans were stronger, frankly. We did have a good export sales number to start the week, 2.37. So we're still exporting a lot of beans to China, but we haven't seen really very much new sales out here. So I think these numbers are going to dwindle pretty quickly out here. Wheat was a lousy number at 261. Corn was okay, 887. But again, we haven't seen much evidence of big Chinese buying out here. Wheat down. The Russians came out Sunday night in the middle of the night and said that putting an export tax of $30 a metric ton onto wheat, it's starting on February 15th, going through June. I think it's more of this Russian nonsense. You know, they come out with these rumors about they're going to put the export tax on. Market rallies 50 cents in 3 days. They finally make the announcement, and then the market breaks. I think the Russians just pumped this thing up to sell it again. And that's exactly what happened out here. So I just, you know, I still think the wheat's got some problems out here. Beans closing 9 cents higher, I guess, off the exports and some of the talk about the hotter weather in Brazil. But again, I think we've seen some pretty good rains in Brazil. We're supposed to get more rains in the next week to 10 days. So I don't see that as a problem. CONAM suggested that their crop is only down by a half a million metric tons. The USDA kept their estimate unchanged. So I don't see any big erosion there. We don't see any real evidence of new Chinese buying out here. So if you don't have the Chinese buying and you've got decent crops in South America, I think on this kind of a rally, it's pretty dangerous to be long up here. We've got COVID to worry about. Yes, the vaccines went out and started inoculating people today, but it's going to be a good 3 to 4 months, depending on how many people can get the vaccine, want to take it, before we see things improve. In the meantime, I think unemployment's going to get worse and worse week after week. And at least for the next month or two. And I just don't think that makes for a good stock market out here. And I think it brings into demand into question. The dollar was down 28 ticks here today. Did make a new contract low, but, you know, overall, I still think COVID's a major problem that has to be dealt with. You know, maybe they'll be concerned after the inauguration, but right now, the market is holding up pretty well. You know, we made a new contract high in the Dow Jones here today. We're now 37 lower, but not even close to a key reversal. So, you know, we've seen this before and then we come right back again. So it's a little bit of a mixed bag out here. My bottom line is funds are long corn and beans. They want to lighten up before the end of the year. We can certainly move lower. I don't see anything particularly friendly out here. And I think we've got some reason to be a little bit skeptical. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.